that time of year?
It is, Scotty.
Isn't it?
Time to make those amazing wives in our lives happy.
Lloyd just said, hey, we got to talk a little Jimmy's Flowers. That's right. Valentine's Day, just weeks away. Jimmy's Flowers can make it easy with ready-made or custom-designed arrangements. Order today at jimmysflowers.com or visit their stores in Layton, Ogden. They have one in Bountiful that I've frequented often, usually because I've done something stupid. That is Jimmy's Flowers.
So I got to tell you, I asked my wife, we were just talking about flowers because she had to order a bunch of flowers for this situation. And I said, hey, how many times have I given you Jimmy's Flowers? And she said, 8.
Wow, she knew the exact number?
I said, how did you know? She goes, I remember every time when I get those flowers. Because the bouquet, the way that Jimmy's Flowers puts it together, its presentation, you know, all the flowers are so beautiful. Those bouquets are set aside. So make sure you take care of those amazing wives in your lives with Jimmy's Flowers. Because they remember. My wife remembers every time.
8 times. Wow.
Which surprised me.
I didn't think it would be that high.
It wouldn't if Jimmy wasn't so good to me.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Joining us now, NBA jazz legend. He's better dressed than all of us and knows more about basketball than we could ever hope to know. It is Thurl Bailey. Big T, how are you?
I don't know about that intro, but I'm doing pretty good, guys.
Oh, we all know that's true.
Oh, man. We're going to keep working on it. We're doing fantastic. We want to build that intro to be almost 10 minutes of the 20-minute interview.
Well, you seem to be building every time.
We're doing good, man. How you been?
Good. It was good to see you the other day at the game, my man.
Yeah, you as well. Always fun to see you.
Hey, did you you think that tip-in was going in last night? Sure felt like it.
Oh, yeah. I actually thought Boyan's shot was going in.
Yeah.
But even after that, you know, the hustle by Royce, it was a balancing act for a second there, for a fraction of a second anyway.
So you think about in that moment where Rudy Gobert is off the court, does Rudy Gobert make a difference in that moment?
You know, it's hard to say in hindsight. Offensively, I think they probably could have probably got the best shot they could have. I mean, Quinn trusts his guys, and I think if he had seen something that he wanted to change, he had enough time to call a timeout and set up a play. But, you know, you just – it's that unpredictability, man. It's just so much going on right now. You've got, you know, a tough stretch in the schedule where you've got two teams that have been struggling with Golden State and the Jazz. But I thought it was a good game. I really did, with what you had and Steph's shooting woes and what the Jazz were able to not allow him to do. And just, you know, on the road, a lot of it is about just having an opportunity to win games. And the Jazz certainly had that. No question it hurt not being able to win after what the Jazz are going through right now.
Thurl Bailey joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. I mean, you got COVID that's caused guys to miss some games. Now you got some injuries piling up. How difficult is it to have a level of continuity and try to win some of these games when, you get the texts as well as I do on the injury reports. You just never know who's available from game to game.
Very, very difficult, right? Because it's a pretty crucial part of the season. I mean, if you're talking earlier in the season, you know, with COVID and injuries itself, and you know, you've kind of got that time to recover. I guess I don't know if there's a bright side, but every team has gone through it at some level with COVID and injuries, so there is enough time left before All-Star Weekend to kind of, you know, depending on the severity of injuries. To come back and try to get that chemistry back. But it's hard. It's difficult. You know, and as folks in the media and as broadcasters, you just kind of never know what's coming next. You just hope that soon you're getting that Jazz team that kind of went on that road trip and had that 8-game run But you just don't know. You just got. But the game still has to be played, right? I mean, you still got to play. Yeah.
Thurl, how much adjusting have you had to do from the time that you played in the NBA? I mean, it's just a reference point, me watching the sport that I played in and how different it is with targeting and the way they protect quarterbacks and so much more. I mean, it's just – it's so different with zone blocking and all the kinds of things that they've implemented, RPOs. And I've had to really adjust with the game of football to stay up to date with it. How hard is it for you to adjust to see guys out of games with things that you probably would have played through in your time and to see the game all hit from the outside and not as much post-up play? How hard has it been for you to watch the game adjust so much?
You know, it hasn't really been that difficult because, you know, in the end, it's still the game. I mean, I think, you know, the NBA has made some rule changes that have affected the game and, you know, they've wanted higher scores and the games to be sped up more. No more grind-out games. So I think, you know, what has evolved from that really is have been some great stars in the game, you know, with their personalities and their ability to do things that we weren't really seeing, you know, back in my era and even a little time forward in my era. But it's also, I think, hurt the defenses in a way, right? I mean, how we used to guard guys. And like last night, you saw three guys collapse on Rudy. And, you know, there were some fouls on both ends that I think were probably play-ons back in my day. No harm, no foul, just keep playing. But... you know, the game is, I think the game is still great. I mean, it's more exciting, I think, for fans to watch some of these athletes do what they do. But, you know, just lately, in the last few couple of years, it's just been hard to kind of find some continuity in, I don't know, in just the game itself. Just, you know, I think Adam Silver wants to put his mark on the game with the play-in and things like that, which is good. But other than that, I think the game has evolved into something that's enjoyable. I like the influx of more foreign players coming in because I played over in Europe, and I could see how these countries were catching up as far as their fundamentals go. And I think we've got an exciting game on our hands with just a mixture and a diversity of players.
Thurl Bailey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network as the Jazz take on Phoenix coming up tonight. Back-to-back games against Phoenix. What kind of advantages or disadvantages, or does it really just kind of wash out because both teams are dealing with it when you play a team in back-to-back nights?
Well, I think there's advantages and disadvantages on both sides. Of course, with the Jazz, with all the folks that are potentially not going to be playing tonight, there's opportunities there. I mean, teams have done it against the Jazz, right? I mean, before the Jazz were, you know, hit with the COVID bug, other teams had a lot of their main players out, and other players would come in with opportunities, and they'd come in and they'd beat not just the Jazz, but other teams. They'd go out and prove that they deserve to be in the NBA. And so I think that's one of the things it gives you. Obviously, with the Jazz, it gives guys a chance to heal. But, again, you know, the game's scheduled. I'm going to work to broadcast it. So, you know, you've got to look for those things within it. You know, there are going to be fans that say, well, you know, maybe I don't want to watch because this guy's not playing or this guy. Well, I think it's just a great opportunity to see what some of our guys can do against a Chris Paul, against a Devin Booker, right? You might be really surprised at what a Trent Forrest might be able to bring you because I thought the kid did well last night. Let's see how he can do on back-to-back nights as well.
How impressed are you by the Phoenix Suns right now? They won 9 of the last 10, and obviously you know that roster. How impressed are you? Do you believe that they're the cream of the crop in the West?
Yeah, I don't think they're counterfeit at all. I mean, I think even stemming back to last season, you could see that they were building something and their mind was set on winning a ring. So they're the real deal. They are the real deal. And as much as we've talked about how old Chris Paul is getting every single year, he seems to turn that into something magical, right? He understands who he is. He understands who he's playing with. And he's kind of enhanced the guys around him while still being effective. It's crazy because you know he's going to that mid-range right spot there, and he always seems to get there and knock that shot down. If you're a basketball fan, it's fun to watch those guys continue to progress. And there's some other teams. I mean, the Grizzlies are just making a splash. I think we could see that last season as well. But, it's fun to see guys like Chris Paul continue to make his mark, being a super veteran in this league.
Thurl, when you look across the league and you look at some of the young stars, you'll see Ja Morant coming up here in a couple nights and seeing this new level of talent, it's kind of a fun time in the league, is it not, seeing these guys that are breaking out on the scene doing their thing?
It really is. It really is fun to watch them. And it seems like there's no fear in them, right? It seems like every year, maybe in particular this season, guys are just quick to get to NBA ready, right? And maybe the G League has a little bit to do with that. Maybe Ignite has something to do with it. But these teams are seeing exactly what they need in these guys, and they're finding it early. They're throwing them in the fire early, and these young players seem to have no fear. So it's fun to watch where the NBA is headed, and that mixture of guys who, veterans who still have it. Look at what LeBron's doing right now. It's just amazing. And even our own guys like, Mike Conley, who's been around a while doing his thing in a different system. It's fun to watch the future of the NBA start to make its mark right now.
Thurl, are you nervous at all about Rudy Gobert's calf strain? Just some of the comments that came from him, obviously out tonight. How nervous are you about what you saw there?
According to what is diagnosed at, I'm not worried about it. I mean, if it's a strain, it's something that treatment and rest will heal it and bring him back. But I know the guy hates missing games. I mean, he loves playing. So, I'm not worried. I mean, I'm disappointed that, he's injured, but those are things you can't control. You go out and play, and injuries are going to happen at some point, but it doesn't sound like it's too severe for him.
Thurl Bailey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Jazz and Suns coming up tonight. As a guy who played against them, and I know you are the utmost professional, Thurl. You are nothing but professional, but come on, you kind of have to enjoy a little bit of what's going on with the Lakers right now, right?
I'm loving it. I'm not that professional. No.
There you go.
No, I'm loving it. I'm still a fan, right? But at the same time, I remember those rivalries, and I know probably who the most villainized team still is in Jazz Nation. It doesn't always work. You try to build a super team, if that's what they're still calling it. As much as I'm impressed with what LeBron is doing individually, in answer to your question, yeah.
Yeah. Thurl Bailey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. All right, so I'm kind of curious, when you're hopping in the ride and you're coming down to the arena to call a game, or you're on, when you guys were traveling and you put the headset or you put the headphones in, what are you listening to these days? What's on Thurl Bailey's playlist?
It's a mixture of things, man. Mostly it's music. Musically, it's mostly old school stuff. Booner and I kind of let each other listen to our playlist back and forth if we we find something that we know kind of hits a specific era. But I think he hit me with some Johnny Gill the other day. I mean, the last time we were flying, and I hit him with some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
you know, things like that. But, man, I don't listen to as much music on the flight as much as I read or I write. So, yeah, the music thing, if I'm in my hotel room or something and it's too cold to go out for a walk, you know, I'll throw my little portable speaker on with some old school jams. But, and I'll mix some newer stuff in there, you know, a little Drake in there for the beat and some other things, even a little country. But yeah, I'm all over the place, guys. I am all over the place. So depends on what kind of mood I'm in. You know, if I just talked to my wife and she yelled at me, then, you know, I got to find something that'll put me in a better mood.
So I know that you've had a taste of both, but if I could take you back to the 80s, Big T, and I could say, hey, you're going to have a life career in music, being on stage, performing until you're 65, 70, I mean, whenever you decide you want to go, or you can have this sports career. You can be this amazing NBA player. Which direction would you go?
Wow, Hans. What a question.
Or you could be thorough and just have both.
And have both.
Yeah.
Well, if you're making me choose. Takes a lot of work. You have to put a lot of work in to be really good at both. But, you know, my basketball career was special. I mean, especially coming out of college and coming out of Cedar Heights, Maryland, where not a lot of kids were coming out doing stuff. And I mean, I just think that sports has a way. Music has this too, but I think sports has a way of kind of affecting a lot of different genres and eras and ages of people. So I'd go with the basketball, even though the music may last a little bit longer. I go with the sports.
Well, we appreciate it as always, Searle. You're the best, man. Thanks for joining us. Have a great call tonight, and let's do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks so
you guys.
Much, Big T.
You
Thanks.
Got it. Searle Bailey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. I think he said basketball because he had to. I think deep down, you put the true serum there, he's going music.
Well, if you made me choose, or if I had the choice to choose, let's say I could have a 10-year NFL career, or I could have a 25, 30 year.
And we're talking like 10 year, like winning Super Bowls,
yeah.
Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
You know, when you're done, you got enough money, generational money, like you're good. This isn't just like a, you know, a minimum contract 10 year. This is a elite 10 year career.
I'd take the music. I think I'd take the onstage career. I think I would. I mean, I got
Plus
enough
have your...
of a taste of sports that.
Plus, you'd have your health. I mean, I don't know. The musical
well, look
lifestyle.
At the guys that are still up on stage. I mean, Paul McCartney, he's still touring, right?
Yeah. Hey, the Stones will have their annual final ever tour, I'm sure.
Roll it out of the grave tour. The Eagles are back in Salt Lake this upcoming 3 or 4 months from now.
Like, yeah.
It's incredible how long these guys can perform. I would probably take the music.
Katie, elite level athlete or a music career? What are you going with?
I'd say music because I think you'd get to see more of the world on the music side of things.
You'd be all over the yeah. You'd get all over the map for sure.
And it's less hard on your body, I'd have to imagine.
That's the thing. After 10 years, well, I don't know. There's a lot of hard living in the music world, but that's more self-inflicted.
Okay, here's another one for you. Music career or being a part of a team that saved $30+ million in a single year for Utahns? Well, I guess everybody across the part of the Western.
I think United for States. Like on behalf of audiences everywhere, we'll go with this. Yes. Staying with homie.
Unless that $30 million is going in my pocket.
I like saving money for people, but I really like making money.
Yeah,
I might go there. Talking about saving money, I want everybody to remember: use promo code THEZONE. To get $500 off the $3,500 listing price. So homie's going to sell your home for a flat rate of $3,000 when you use promo code THEZONE at homie.com. So that's the way we want to start. And Katie, there's a lot of people out there now. Home values are up. You know,
yeah.
Your median price is up. So That's saving on average about $11,500 if you sell at the median price. That's how much you're saving by using Homey, correct?
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. If you're going to be selling your home and need to go buy a home, then buy with us and you'll be able to save money too. We give you up to 50% of the commission when you use Homey Loans and Homey Real Estate. And so imagine having that money going back into your pocket. You not only get the $11,000 on the listing side, but you also get upwards of $7,000 on the buy side. So the savings is, it's a no-brainer.
So my parents worked out the numbers on their savings using Homey to sell their home in Idaho. And it was just north of that number you mentioned. It's impressive. And it's incredible to see my parents that worked so hard for their equity be able to keep that money in their pocket. And then it was fun watching them kind of dream about what they're going to do with it. You know, are we going to do a hot tub? And you've got all of these options that you've got with this extra chunk of cash that you maybe you were or weren't planning for, but you get to keep that.
Exactly. It's your equity. Like, you should keep it. They had years in that home of building up that equity and the memories that they made there, and they now get to take that with them and be able to create memories in a new home.
Well, it makes a lot of sense to me. Everybody out there that is thinking about buying a home, selling a home, it starts at Homey. Take it from me. Take it from Scotty. Take it from my family. When you're going to buy or sell a home, I know you got friends and family in the realtor business. Homey can do it more efficiently. They can do it for more affordability, and they can do it more efficiently. I'm telling you, it's Homey when you go to buy or sell a home.
Homie, homey.com. Get there now. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
The rules in any sport are not perfect, but I love it when teams go right to let's blame the rules and forget about the rest of the darn game. Remember that what was a perceived pass interference call with the Saints game that they wouldn't shut up about for 2 years?
Right.
We get focused on, oh, the rules are bad. No, they're not. You're bad.
Yeah, correct. Again, so many of the things can be fixed by just making the stop.
For people today to be like, change the overtime rules, you're ignoring bad decisions. You're ignoring bad play. Look at them letting Kansas City score with 13 seconds left to go, them throwing it to Travis Kelce. Of course they're going to throw it to Travis Kelce. Correct. You're not guarding that guy?
Yes.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, brought to you by Zero Res. Get those carpets cleaned, 801-288-9376, or you can schedule online. Go to ZeroResSaltLake.com. If you're up north, you can go to ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
An amazing update on Ephraim Asiata, one of the three young men that was shot or that were shot. Two of them, of course, passing away. Ephraim Asiata going into multiple surgeries and being given very little chance to pull out of these surgeries and to make any type of recovery. Well, his sister posted a tweet earlier today with a video of him in his medical bed doing a bench press style with, it looks like, what might be some weights in his hands, and his dad down on the floor doing push-ups, kind of working together in unison to try to make this comeback and this continued comeback. And when you know some of the details of the extent of the damage that was done to this young man, what's happened is nothing short of a miracle. It truly is. I don't want to go into the details of it because I'm not a medical professional, but I've definitely heard the stories of how dark things got, how grim things looked, and Ephraim Asiata has fought through like a beast, like we all knew he was. This is literally, he would be the greatest recruit of his year coming out of the state of Utah. He'd be number one in the state.
Wow.
And he's a fighter, and I think that that's helping him with his recovery because his body is so strong and his mind is so strong. But it's just a miracle watching the video of him actually pressing, looks like weights in his bed. You saw the video?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's impressive. And this story rocked this state. It has shook this state. To lose two young men that had bright futures and about lose Ephraim Asiata, who had the brightest of any of the young football players I know in this state. And now you just keep your fingers crossed that he can make that recovery to get back to a good, healthy life. And I'm not saying to be that prospect. I'm saying to live
a good life. Yeah.
Yeah, living a good, healthy life.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's about. You know, this puts sports into perspective really quick. This is my son. I don't want to hear people tell me, well, let's hope that he can get back to that football player he was. I don't even want to hear that. I'm not worried about that. The fact that I get to tell my son I love you and hear my son say I love you back, what does football even matter?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a beautiful thing to see this young man making recovery, and the fact that he gets to tell his family that he loves him and show his strength, I think, it's an incredible story.
Incredible, to say the least. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Interesting story coming out of Spokane. Gonzaga has suspended John Stockton's basketball season tickets after the Hall of Fame point guard refused to comply with the university's mask mandate. Stockton gave an interview with the Spokesman Review, said, quote, basically it came to, they were asking me to wear a mask to the games, and being a public figure, someone with a little bit more visible, I stuck out in the crowd a little bit, and therefore they received some complaints. They were going to have to either ask me to wear a mask or they were going to suspend my tickets, so they are now suspended. Went on to say, without giving a lot of evidence, that more than 100 professional athletes have died after receiving the vaccine. Said, quote, I think it's highly recorded now. There's 150, I believe, now. It's over 100 professional athletes dead. Professional athletes, the prime of their life, dropping dead that are vaccinated right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court. Experts have told the AP there's no scientific evidence that either COVID-19 or the mRNA vaccines have increased sudden cardiac arrest, often referred to as SCA, among athletes. 150 athletes, professional athletes, dead. I haven't heard of one, honestly. And I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
I
would think that would be a story if a professional, I can't recall a professional athlete in America losing their life with anything related.
Lloyd, are we missing something?
No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
Like, as an athlete even died, like, period, over the last year, a professional athlete?
There's been some that are retired, but they're finding overdoses. You know, we've talked about some of these things. But nothing that I've seen that it's
not like a Hank Gathers moment where, you know, the basketball player 20 years ago or someone that died on the court.
No. Like, yeah, because he did cite it. He said right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court.
What percentage of people in the country are professional athletes? In the world, let's just say in the world, are professional athletes. 150 people would be a lot.
0.01, maybe? I don't know, 0.002?
Yeah, maybe 0.005. I don't know. It's low.
Yeah.
We would definitely hear more about it. This actually concerns me more than it upsets me.
Yeah,
it concerns me for John Stockton.
A little bit. Yeah, I know where you're going with this. I'm with you on this.
Because we do this sports thing on a daily basis, and we have for many years.
Yeah.
We do the good, bad, and ugly, and typically we do have, you know, players that get in DUI accidents and players that overdose. And look, if there were guys dropping on the pitch, on the court, on the field, I don't even care if it's in Europe. I don't care if it's in South America. We would hear about it.
Yeah.
And we would report it. And if it was connected to the vaccine, that these players were falling on the court dead or on the pitch dead, and they were citing the vaccine, it would be a much bigger story than most.
Yeah.
And so when I hear him say, we've now seen a 150 or confirmed 100, it makes me think, is he okay?
Is he all right? Yeah.
Is John Stockton okay? I mean, people can laugh about it, and they can be angry about it. They could do whatever they want about it. For me, it's like, wait, is this man okay? Because if he's not okay, like that's a legend, and I hope that he's okay. And you know, he's really put himself out there through all of this. Well, we've all kind of tried to play this down the line as much as we can, but the whole thing with John Stockton at this point is bizarre, because you know the first thing I thought when I saw them announce that his season tickets were suspended, the first thing I thought was, why does this have to be public?
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, wait, John made it public.
Yes. John, who notoriously avoided interviews, got a hold of the spokesman review because he wanted to get a comment out there. He wanted to say some things, and this is very un-John Stockton-like, but he wanted to get a message out there, and it's an interesting one, to say the least.
And what I would say out there, because we do have the people that are definitely on the vaccine side of things, and we've got the people out there that listen that are not on the vaccine side of things. And what I would say to both groups is, have either one of you heard of 100 athletes dying, as he, quote, right there on the court, right there on the pitch, right there on the field? On both sides.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
I haven't.
And I haven't either. And so that's what makes me worry a little bit about our local hero.
Yeah. All right. There's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Well, injuries continuing to pile up for the Utah Jazz. Latest injury report has, for the game tonight, Mike Conley out with right knee injury maintenance. Rudy Gobert out with a left calf strain. Donovan Mitchell with concussion protocol still out. Now listed as questionable, Bojan Bogdanovic, Joe Ingles, and Royce O'Neal. By the way, Bojan listed as a left finger strain, not the knee bump that he got last night.
I would have thought it would be the knee.
So that's good news?
He grimaced pretty solid on that. It looked like he banged that. It actually, the way he came down on it made me nervous. More nervous than the way he hit it. My guess is, and I'm just looking at what the Suns did the other night against the Pacers. I talked about it. The Suns right now have won 9 of the last 10, and they were fully loaded. They had Booker on the court for 40 minutes. Chris Paul was on the court for 41 minutes. Bridges was on the court for 35 minutes. Bismack Mbiyamo, he came off the bench for 30 minutes and had 21 points and 13 rebounds. How about that bitch line for Bismack Mbiyamo?
I thought you said something else, yeah. Sorry. Jeez, man.
What?
If I would have said that, you and Lloyd would have tore me up a new one.
What'd I say? Bismack?
No.
Mbiyamo?
You said bench, but it sounded not like bench.
No, come on.
Lloyd?
No, it sounded pretty bad. Actually, I put my hand right over the dump button. I was like, was that? I need to dump that.
Well, it's kind of a tongue twister. Minutes for Bismack Mbiyamo.
Look, I know all about tongue twisters. All I know is I don't get forgiven.
Let's not confuse yours with tongue twisters, Scotty.
Yeah,
like you're trying to give away some shirts, and it's like
stuff can happen.
Get the bleep over here.
All
and get
I know
it.
Is if the roles were reversed, this would not be ending well for me right now.
Was it that close? Lloyd, grab it.
It caught me off guard.
Well, the bench minutes for Bismack Mbiyamo was beyond impressive.
Agreed.
And I don't know how tonight's going to go for the Utah Jazz, but the projections are not so good.
No. All right, what you may have missed coming up next. Hands and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. All brand new.
Dennis Dodd joining us, CBS Sports, CBSSports.com.
As I look at this new Big 12, when it comes time for Texas and Oklahoma to leave, I like the conference. And if you compare it to the Pac-12, I think it compares favorably. How do you see it?
You're going to need one team or two teams to be dominant, which the Pac-12 hasn't had. The advantage for the Big 12 going forward is because in an expanded playoff, if we ever get there, you're only going to have to be 11-2 to get in. The advantage for any of it is that you don't have to go 12-1 or undefeated. So if you've got the schedule, if you won the league, or even if you hadn't, in the case of the SEC, which is going to have a say in this, you're going to have a really good shot with two losses, depending on who you put.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
World in our hands.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It is time for another edition of Whole World News, brought to you by My Hearing Center. We change lives through better hearing.
Well, Scott, we're going to go to Carlowtown, Ireland, for our Whole World News story today. These two men look to be in their mid-40s, had an elderly gentleman between them as they walked into a post office. In Ireland, that's where you go in to collect your retirement check.
All right.
Your pension.
Okay.
So you go to the post office to collect your pension. Well, the person behind the desk that was going to take care of this pension request looked at the man in the middle and then looked at the two guys and was curious why they were talking and he wasn't. That individual was also curious because that man wasn't standing on his own feet. He was kind of dragging on the backs of his toes. He was also curious because that man was being held up by these two and was not standing on his own. Yet there was a pension request. So
was one of them Andrew McCarthy?
No, but you're on the right track. So the post office person called the Irish police, which have a different name, but basically called the police there in Ireland, and they showed up, and sure enough, these two individuals took their neighbor, who was very well known, found that he was dead, wanted his pension check, collected him out of his bed, got him ready for the day, marched him down to the post office, and attempted to collect a dead man's pension. So the cops got there. They were like, what are you doing with this dead guy? They were like, oh, nothing.
Nothing? About ready to call you and tell you that he's dead?
So the mayor of Carlow said, I heard there was a commotion down at the post office. I go by there all the time, and it's a very busy post office. Normally, there'd be a queue out the door there. I was absolutely shocked to hear about what happened. I cannot believe anyone would do something like that. And he said, it beggars belief. I'm just shocked. I was going to do that in with an Irish accent, but I didn't want to take a crack at it.
Don't be shy.
Comments. Nah, there were comments from like 8 or 10 different people in this piece because this guy was really well known, this old gentleman that passed away. But yep, sure enough, they weekended Bernie'd it in an effort to get his pension check.
Wow.
Can you think of a more disgusting thing?
No, that's right. Are they sure that these guys didn't kill the dude?
From what I read this morning, they hadn't got that far in the investigation. This just happened. And so I think they're still trying to figure out why and how and what did these guys know.
I mean, there is that old stereotype that Irish, are considerably drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
So I could see them like, hey, Ralph here's we've been hitting it hard, but we're just kind of helping him
Yeah.
get his check.
He really needs it.
He's like,
his mom needs it.
Like, Roskin's a little ripe, man. You can go get him in a shower.
Weekend at Bernie's, yes or no?
Oh, 100% yes.
You liked it?
Absolutely.
Those two are goofy together.
Yeah. I mean, those are, you know, what was it, Silverman, Jonathan Silverman, and Andrew McCarthy? Good actors. I enjoyed it. You?
Lloyd?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's no Short Circuit, but it's pretty good.
It's better than Short Circuit. I mean, honestly.
No, I'm with you. If I had to choose Weekend at Bernie's or Short Circuit,
thank
I'm
you for being honest, because I know Lloyd won't be honest.
No, I would agree with that.
You would agree with it?
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's? Okay. Absolutely.
I just can't believe this actually happened. Somebody tried to march a dead person in to collect their pension. It's crazy to me. Like, I just can't even believe it. Somebody saw somebody dead and was like...
I just thought it'd be interesting to see, like, how do you think this is going to go for you?
They had a witness, an eyewitness account, and she said she knew something was wrong when the toes of this gentleman was just dragging across the... So you can picture how
Wait,
they had
did they
this
not
guy under
tie...
The-
Tie the shoelaces Come to on, their
they,
shoes?
You gotta, no. They got to make them work together. The
you got to do your research on this one. Come on.
That's the least you can do. You walk it simultaneously.
Yeah. What Brother, I, like, step right, left. I mean, they had, like, a cadence down.
You know, when I watched that Weekend at Bernie's, I felt like it was a shot at wealthy people's ignorance. Like, just them being oblivious to the world. I actually thought there was a message behind the movie.
Because, I can see that.
Because remember how that crew all was? Like, everybody around house and that was a part of Bernie's life, just completely oblivious. They didn't actually care.
Bernie!
Oh, hi, Bernie.
Bernie!
Did you like the sequel?
I didn't watch the sequel. I'll fully
admit. The sequel was terrible. The sequel was trash.
Was it still Bernie?
Oh, yeah. No. It, like, picked up right after... The events of...
Happened like in the Bahamas? What? Not at the Bahamas. Yeah. Jamaica, maybe?
Wait a second. Yes, was it the Bahamas? And then was there some like medical magic and he started dancing or something?
Voodoo.
Oh, yes.
Didn't
that's
they bring
right.
him back to life?
Voodoo
or
magic.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Why am I remembering this?
You did watch the sequel.
I did, but I can't believe... Well, Lloyd mentioned... That, and then I remember there was some, like, voodoo or something that...
Yeah, that sequel should not have happened. Yeah, that's not okay.
Same with Ace Ventura.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed on that one, too. All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Hands, we're live here at Homey, where you can save all kinds of money. You put all that money into your house. That's your equity. You owned it. You earned it. You should keep it.
That's what they've tried to do, and Scotty, you and I have... really tried over the years to make that apparent that you can save a lot of money, thousands of dollars by using Homey to sell your home. And you can save yourself a lot of heartache because each house, each case is assigned a realtor, but essentially you've got a team of realtors and you've got everything that comes along with it. So for the $3,000 sales price, when you use promo code THEZONE, at homey.com, it's going to give you $500 off $3,500. So it's $3,000 to sell your home. And by the way, there are no hidden fees. There are no increases. It's not like, oh, do you want photos? Well, that's more. Do you want to post it on the MLS? That's more. Do you want a 360-degree virtual tour? That's more. No, it's all included. Everything for $3,000 sold, done, when you go to homey.com. They truly are great. I've used them a few times. I've used their Homey loans. I've used them for Homey on the sales side. My parents have used them for Homey on the sales side. I know these guys. I know the service they deliver. I stand behind it. I really love how they've saved money in the people in the world, people money in the world of real estate. They've changed it. So take advantage of it. Use promo code THEZONE to sell your home for $3,000.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.